It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Bunch of texters chiming in before we get to G talking to you about another cool joint you need to know about. JL is a retired teacher and parent. I'm weary of people complaining I've never used algebra and geometry. Well, guess what? Some people actually do use these skills in their lives, like all three of my kids. Well, we're not insulting your children. We're just pointing out that there are things in school that people don't use. And I'm quite clear on this. I've never used a cosine or anything else related to trigonometry in all the years I've been on the radio or on TV.
Well, her children are much smarter than me. And on top of that, I've also never used that woodworking shop that I took.
Oh, that'll come up sometime. Another texture. Good morning. The way I understand it, when you learn how to do math, you're exercising the part of your brain that helps you with critical thinking and making decisions. Texture from the 219. Sure, homework is too much when sports are the priority. Are kids in school to become pro athletes or to get an education? Well, if you could guarantee that a kid could become a pro athlete, it's much better pay.
Not bad.
So they're there to get an education.
Well, you were saying some homework is great, just not like a ton. There's a lot of kids get a ton of homework, yeah. And it's exhausting. And
it is.
For the parents. And
I'm still tired from when my kids are in high school. That's been quite a while now.
You're going to have to teach Abigail Grace soon.
630. Too much coddling of the kids today. Homework will build self-discipline. But then there's this, 630. There's no scientific proof to show that giving kids homework improves their knowledge or whatever it is they are trying to prove with all the homework they give. So there you go. Thanks, texters. 912. All right, time for Neighborhood Eats. Where'd you go?
I went to Smack-a-Dab in Rogers Park, and known for its delicious, inventive breakfast and brunch fare. And they also now do pizza. Delicious homemade pizza, crust, sauce, toppings, everything. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. And I have one of the owners here on the phone with us.
Is that Christine?
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone right now and talk to Christine. Christine, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Congrats on your success.
Thank you. It's been a long road, baby.
G?
She started off with a pop-up shop for a couple of years, and the neighborhood basically demanded that you guys stick around, and that's how you ended up with your brick-and-mortar store right on Clark Avenue. How has it been? It's been 2 years, right? Congratulations.
Yeah, it's been 2 years. It's a little over. April 1st was our two-year anniversary at the Clark shop. It's been amazing. I mean, the place has changed a million times. We really built it from the ground up. You know, we didn't really start with a ton of cash. And so we really just, like, we built the business from the beginning. It was just, like, one thing at a time, adding one thing at a time. So it's always, it's been fun, and it's kind of starting to take off now, and people notice. Like, you drive by every day for 2 years, and then they finally stop. Like, what makes them stop? I don't know. They do at some point.
So, Steve, you know how expensive it is to open a restaurant here,
yeah,
in the Chicago area. Christine and her partner, Axel, started off with just $5,000 and a 20-quart mixer, and they've been able to give back a ton to the community. How much have you given back?
I think it's been about a little over 30 grand.
Wow.
And that's with some money and then some donations and other stuff like that.
Wow, but, yeah, very generous.
And tell us how you do it.
Well, we do that in a number of ways. Sometimes it's like a dollar per donut goes to a certain cause. Sometimes it's a particular dish does, you know, $2 off for that thing. And, you know, it just really depends. But it kind of is whatever moves us both as, like, owners and also just, like, what's happening in the community or, like, the larger global community. It's just sort of whatever catches our eye and touches our spirit a little bit, I guess.
You'd love this, Steve, because this week they are actually donating some proceeds to the Amazon rainforest and conservation efforts there. Right, Christine?
Yes.
Okay, so I kind of buried the lead here. Let's talk about these life-changing biscuits. Are you a biscuit fan?
I love biscuits, and I was just looking at some stuff online. Biscuits and a quirky vibe at Smack Dab Chicago.
What makes these biscuits so special? Yeah, tell us about the biscuits.
Well, the biscuits have been the thing that have, the cheesy biscuit has been the thing that has been on the menu since the very first day. So they're just really high quality flour. There's buttermilk, there's butter. There are two different kinds of cheese, three fresh herbs, local honey. And it just is made in a way that's both a beautiful pastry on its own, like 4.5 years into it, I can say that every time I smell the biscuits being baked, I'm like, ugh, this is why I'm doing this. Like, you keep, it keeps you going because it's just so yummy, but also it's this perfect vehicle for a whole variety of breakfast sandwiches, whether you want it vegetarian, you want it with some meat on it. They're just really, really yummy, and you can taste how clean they are.
I feel like we should probably have some of those delivered immediately to the show.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm on it.
And about these incredible grandma donuts, what makes them a grandma donut?
That's just something I call them because I kid you not, one time I had a customer buy some and then come back and they were actually tears, crying tears. And I was like, what? Oh my gosh, what is wrong? They were like, these are just like my grandma used to make for me.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was like, you know, like, how can you, that, what a great compliment, right? So they're kind of smaller. They're traditionally hand cranked one by one in like a 1920s donut hopper. So they're not really like that kind of larger donut, large and in charge donut that you see often now. They're kind of much smaller and a little more old-fashioned in that way.
Well, it's a very nice thing you're doing, and Axel is doing what right now while you're promoting the business?
He's actually cooking on the line right now because it's been a pretty busy day, so he jumped on for a little bit, and that is the life of business owners. You know, you're always jumping in to do something.
Well, you're very consciously, socially conscious, of course, and aware, and that's why you guys are giving so many options for people that are vegan eaters, vegetarian. Everything there is customizable. This is one place where customers can go and say, I'd like for you to hold that and add that, and you guys won't, you know, bat an eyelash, right?
Totally. And we've tried to also create dishes that are also kind of formulated with that in mind. So rather than, you know, sometimes you go and you're like, oh, I can't eat that, but can you put this in there? We've kind of really started to gravitate towards how can things be kind of naturally maybe vegan, veggie, gluten-free already. And if people want to add meat or add this or add a biscuit on the side, that's great. But, like, it's sort of we're concocting dishes. Sort of, like, we're doing that. That's the hard work that we do, you know, to make sure that...
Mad scientists.
...come in and kind of point and shoot. We are... A little bit of mad scientist in there, definitely.
Steve, the other cool thing that they do is they do community dinner twice a month where people eat for free. People come
kidding.
And they pay whatever they can pay. If you can tell us a little bit about that and when that's starting back up.
So we started that when the furlough happened last year. And we did, it was really amazing. It was so much fun just making these. We have this giant, giant soup pot, and we just made huge, like, cauldrons of soup that were also extremely hot, as you learn, flashing on yourself. But, like, we would do bread and soup, and it would be, people would come out. And so we did put it on pause for the last month of the summer because it just is a little bit crazy with school and traveling. So we're probably thinking it's going to come back end of September. So we just do it. It's pay what you can. We do $5 suggested donation, really nothing at all, really no judgment. Just a way for people to come get a meal. You know, you never really know what's going on with people and how much extra money they have around, and I know it can really help. And so it's also just a way for us to connect back into the reason that we do this, which is just like loving people, loving food, loving community, and just having like a good time and inventing whatever it is that we make that week.
It just seems to me that you and Axel are committed to a life of being poor, but you're definitely going to heaven.
It's true. Abundance begets abundance, but we'll see about that, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, I love what you're doing. I couldn't be a bigger fan. I got to come see you. Cool logo, too, with a heart over the A. SmackDabChicago.com. Support these folks. And you're doing dinner now. Did you want to take any sleeping hours away completely?
Well, that definitely killed their social life a little bit, but like pizza is a thing, you know, in Chicago, obviously.
People have
their opinions. So my partner was really, he's really the baker and the chef expertise, and he was just like, we can do amazing pizza. And again, going back to like, where can vegan eaters get a good pizza? Where can gluten-free eaters get a good pizza alongside people who just want to eat a quote-unquote like normal pizza? I think our pizza is absolutely the bomb. And so it's only been about 8-9 months since we started that program. So we're just getting started with that menu and that program.
6730 North Clark, Chicago. And read about it where?
Oh, Chicago Sun-Times.
This will be your cue.
Yes, this is my cue. I have written an article highlighting Christine Forster and her partner Axel and smack dab. And there's also a video story as well, so you can watch me talk to her and you can see the food firsthand. And it's on suntimes.com. And just, you know, go under the tab, more, and then click on taste.
And go try the biscuits if you haven't already had them and tell me how great they are. And Christine, listen, it's clear that the food's wonderful, but you guys sound like better people even than you are restaurateurs, so that's a nice thing.
That's an honor. I appreciate that compliment.
All right. Thanks for being on. Smack dab. Rogers Park, right, G?
Yes, sir.
All right. I like her. She's great.
I knew you would like her.
What about Axel? Do we like Axel?
Axel's great, too. You like him, too. Makes a mean pizza.
Yeah, it sounds like it. 921, read all of G's Neighborhood Eats in the Sun-Times. You go to the Sun-Times. Tell me how to get there again.
Well, you look under the big Sun-Times banner. Then you go all the way to the right. Click on the tab more. Scroll down the drop, whatever. And then hit on Eats, Neighborhood Eats, Taste, or the grid.
I just got it. Just like that.
That was painful.
That was okay.
I'm sorry.